It's John and Rachel, and you tag off late night episode 111.
There you go. And it is almost Christmas. We cannot believe how many talented people we've had on our late night. But tonight is going to be, I mean, I can't say, you know, you guys are going to make fun of me, one of the best ones. But it is. We thought the closer we get to the holiday, the more you need to know about these Pittsburghers. So one of our favorite guests, Doug Oster, who you know, he comes on quarterly and talks all about having a green thumb and me not. So I think we're going to talk poinsettias.
Yes. And Sheila Hyland, you may know her from being on TV years ago. She's still around Pittsburgh doing all this kind of media crisis training, which is cool. We have a band called The Platelets, and the parking pad gave them to us. And
they're, how
and
cool
Amy
is that?
The parking pad is here as well.
Yeah, they reached out because they're a music venue, and they thought it would be cool since our parking chair.
Yeah.
We're a little bit, we hope that's our legacy. Is our
By the way, this
chair.
Is for sale on yajagoff.com.
And we can't ship it to you overnight.
Right, shipping not guaranteed for Christmas.
There you go. Yeah. And also, we are super stoked because thanks to Sarah Zees, who you know was on last week from the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, we got the hookup for Lindsay Smith. We are so excited. She's the headliner for this year's ball rising, not ball dropping, at First Night. And we get to chat with her. And hey, rumor has it, we're playing a little game.
Yeah, and you know, we have a funny story about how we came to know her. But in the meantime, if you're listening to the podcast, you're listening to the radio, you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, first of all, please share it, tell your friends. Every Friday we meet here at 10 o'clock where you're listening or watching, but actually the secret is we actually meet at 5000 McKnight Road at 5:30 to record this.
And it's no secret because we invite you every week.
Right.
We want you to come, bring your own bottle or see what we have on tap. Tonight we have some Trulies.
It's wine and Trulies, yeah.
Yeah, so that's been fun.
And we have some donuts from
Eliana's Kitchen. We adore her. Merry Christmas to her. Please check her out. I don't care if you're gluten-ish free or any of that. You will love it. It's delicious, and she's such a gem. And she's a treasure to Pittsburgh, so check it out.
As we get ready to tell you about the blogs, we have to say thank you to Dryer Vent Wizard. We have to say thank you to Q92.9 and People's Gas. Remember, call 811. Don't call
911. Yeah, don't call 911.
If you call 811, you don't have to call 911 when you dig. So anyways, what was on the blog? We did a whole week of our spelling contest.
Yes.
And entries are still coming in where you go out to a craft store, you go out someplace and you try to spell the word jagoff. We had one from Alaska. We had one from Sugar Creek, I think it is, Ohio this week.
Okay.
Just today.
But I love that people are taking like their own spins. And like the Yin's Lids girls, we didn't post it yet, but you will see that coming. And someone sent one today, Dryer Vent Wizard, that is so good that I think we have to continue this contest. Like,
right.
I don't think the contest can end. We want you to keep doing it, the Jagoff Challenge. But also, because you actually focused on Amy Knight, who's been here for a couple weeks,
from
right?
Flower Power.
She did a great one on her actual Christmas tree, so you have to check that out on our... the link is actually in the show notes. But where did we go that was like big time? It was like reminiscent for you, but also very fulfilling.
Back to the high school that I graduated from. It's still there, yeah. And Damar Hamlin, you know, Hamlin came home to pass out toys to the kids in McKees Rocks area. So we got to go down and see him doing his Santa Claus thing, which was super cool.
Yeah, and it was thanks to Ollie's, right?
Yeah.
So that was cool because I have this thing where I want to go into an Ollie's, but there's none near me, so I've not gone. So at least I'm closer now.
Ollie's,
I'm one
call
degree
us.
Closer.
Ollie's call.
I'm
us.
One degree closer. But our big news this week was, thanks to Q92.9, we got to interview the idols, Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken. How much fun was that? Because they're coming here in January.
Yeah, thanks January 15th, and thanks to Dress Game. So actually, go watch it because we got to say them, have them say the phrase you jag off.
That's all that matters.
So that's what's on tonight's show. Coming up first is going to be Lindsay Smith.
We cannot wait to play a game with her, and you need to listen in because she is Pittsburgh royalty, and she's back for the holidays. So join us on your Jag Off Late Night.
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I had found a Lee press-on nail in my dryer stuff, and it was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jagoffs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For
so
4 hours.
Wet, like 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jagoffs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
People used to celebrate hard work, the spirit of the underdog. You don't hear too much about those things anymore. The world needs more problem solvers. People who know results matter. Folks with brains and elbow grease. Our work runs through just about every office building in the city like a network of veins. It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive, where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
Hey, it's John and Rachel, you Jagoff Late Night, and we are rolling along here. Just our pre-Christmas show here, and we're not doing really much Christmas, but we're going to play a little game in a little bit.
Mm-hmm, right? A little holiday
with
game.
With our guest. Our guest right now is Lindsay Smith. So, Lindsay, you're the only guest that we have had on the show since we started, I think, that said, I flew in from New Orleans just to do this.
Yeah, oh yeah. just for y'all.
Right.
Actually, I drove in 17 hours.
Oh my God.
Just to be on your Jaguar.
You are so
I love how she says it too.
And she knows we have made it very clear that we are fanning over her because this is our story. So we've worked with the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership as well as the Cultural Trust for quite a few years. And you were sort of just coming through Pittsburgh and people were buzzing about you. And we were like, oh, we've not seen this person perform. And then we did. And there is literally, we can't explain it.
We were working at a tent in Market Square, and we saw you go by in like a witch's costume.
Yes,
like,
it was.
Well, there's something about that girl, right? Something about that girl. So we finished our work, and Russell from the Downtown Partnership says, meet us at the Oyster House. Because we're going to have this Lindsay Smith performing there, and it's zombie night, because they had like the whole thing decked out as a zombie bar, right? Yeah. We go in there, and you crushed it.
So
like,
crazy.
We meant to have one drink, and we had... Well, we spent a lot of time there.
That's
you did a Belle Biv DeVoe song that I was like, I'm a New Edition fanatic. And when you did Belle Biv DeVoe, I just was like, I can't
believe it.
So smitten ever since.
Yeah.
Super bummed that you left because we wanted you to stay here, but you're doing amazing things. Tell us about
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, I live in New Orleans now. Yeah. I've been there almost 5 years.
Wow.
Almost 5 years. Yeah. I can't believe it's been that long.
Yes.
Huh?
No, I didn't think that.
Yeah, almost 5 years. And I'm just traveling all over, doing what I love, getting ready to write my sophomore album. So, yeah, a lot of things going on.
What do you like about New Orleans? And is it anything like Pittsburgh?
Absolutely night and day different from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I can kind of tell,
It could not be any more different.
Yeah.
What I like about New Orleans, the culture is ridiculous.
Okay.
Ridiculous. Every single step you take, it feels like almost has a heartbeat, you know, like it has a story to tell. And that's what I love about New Orleans. Of course, the food.
Yeah.
Like everybody can cook. Like you can go to anybody's auntie's house and everybody can cook, you know. You never have to question, all right, who's cooking?
Yeah.
So, but it's beautiful. I mean, the weather is amazing.
Sure.
You know, we get a bad rap for having hurricanes, but baby, I've only had one hurricane since I lived there, so I'm okay.
Wow.
Knock on wood. Y'all got any wood?
Yeah, Willie.
You're good.
Willie made this.
My husband made it. Yeah,
well,
it's all good.
Thank y'all for knocking on the wood
there
for me,
because
we don't need any hurricanes.
Now, when we came to New Orleans, like, you know, when people come to Pittsburgh, you know, to go to Permanente's, you go to the Incline, and we know New Orleans, we know you go for beignets, you go to the jazz area, but Bourbon Street.
French Quarters,
but
right?
Let's say we didn't want to do that real touristy stuff. Where would you take us if we came down to hang out with you?
Wow. Okay, that's a great question. I think that the best place to go is
like
Frenchman Street. Frenchman Street for sure is the best location to go in New Orleans. That's where all the good music is going to happen. That's where there's tons of culture. There's always a second line band outside playing horns, and it's just very free form. Like, just everyone is free spirited. It reminds me a lot of Lawrenceville.
Okay.
Lot of Lawrenceville. You know, like a ton of murals on the walls.
I love that you equated it for the
Yinzers.
Like
it's very artsy.
Yeah.
Very artsy. You would love it. There's a night market. I mean, that's where I live, basically, is on Frenchman Street. I'm there all the time. So,
Okay.
Are you finding that it's easier to live in that area to do more traveling versus staying here? Because that's where the action is, so that if you don't have to travel, you don't have to travel, right?
I don't know, because traffic in New Orleans is pretty gnarly.
Oh, is that
Traveling
right?
New Orleans is pretty, it's pretty tough, and especially like around, they call it carnival season,
sure.
You know, but Mardi Gras is what we know it as,
yes.
And traffic, you can't get around
yeah.
at all, but we have ferries, and I mean, I don't know, Pittsburgh is just, it's its own beast,
yeah.
You know, 376 is,
oh, God.
It's a special kind of nightmare. It's yeah. a special.
As Rachel was saying, any road with a number makes me angry.
Annoy-tron.
Yes.
But
yes.
We love that you're back here. We're assuming you're back because it's holiday season.
Yes.
You're visiting
yes.
family and they roped you in and Pittsburgh is going to come out to see you for first night. How exciting.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. You know, it was one of those things that I always dreamed of doing when I lived in Pittsburgh. You know, I'm not originally from Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. living in Pittsburgh, you know, for such a long time performing here, I always dreamed of doing first night. Never got the call. It's okay. I'm not bitter because I got it now. I got the call. I got the
you
call.
Gotta move away. You got to move away 50 miles to be an expert, right?
There you go. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's the biggest honor. And to know that I'm still regarded and remembered in this city.
You're not just regarded. I mean, let me tell you,
yeah.
your name, when they announced it, truly, you know, we have a press conference for these
yeah,
kinds of things.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh. Like the That's homecoming, so you know, yeah. it was great.
So cool.
And that was John and I, and then the rest right. of the audience.
So cool.
No, I mean, and Sarah was here, as we said last week, and she was talking about it. And what I loved about the way she set it up was, obviously, you're a powerhouse voice. You're a powerhouse performer. People can't wait to see you. But the biggest thing was, she said, I literally could text her. You're that relatable. Where she was like, it didn't have to be this huge, like, send a telegram mm-hmm. or,
no.
you know, she texted mm-hmm. you and you said, I'll do it.
Yes.
You know, that's just
yes.
so Pittsburgh,
so cool.
yeah.
With emojis.
Yeah,
with okay. emojis.
So
okay.
when you so you're back here, what was the first thing you said, I have to do this?
Oh my gosh, what was the first thing I said I had to do? What did I get? I know. Listen, I still have a lot to do.
Okay.
Still,
yeah, it's
lot.
Early. It's yeah. early.
I just got in, but I had to go to Giant Eagle. I had to go to Giant Eagle.
14 times, right?
Yeah, listen. When I tell you I was so happy to go, and you know, you guys say it's so weird. Some when I first moved
Giant
here, when I first moved here, somebody told me, you have to go to John Eagle. And I'm looking for a John Eagle. And it was Giant Eagle.
Yes.
So but that was like the first thing I had to do. And I had to like go through the Fort Pitt Tunnel. I made sure it was like the
yeah.
thing at nighttime, go through the Fort Pitt Tunnel. So, and then I knew I was home.
There
I
you
knew
go.
I was home.
Well, we're so
A lot
glad
of people say that
here.
Though. People who don't yeah. live in Pittsburgh or who are coming for the first time say that view
oh my
coming
gosh.
Out of that tunnel.
It's a grand
it's
entrance.
It's a view
yeah.
just living here all the time. You know, you don't even
it
get
is.
To do it all the time. All right. So we have to kind of move things along.
That's
so do you want to do the game first, or do you want to do the junk drawer thing first?
Oh my gosh, let's do the junk drawer. I brought you guys something a little,
all right,
a
so
little special. It's not that special.
So those
it's
of
kind
you
of special.
Who don't know, we do a junk drawer thing. All of our guests are asked to bring something that we could put in our junk drawer, which is getting pretty full right now. So Lindsay, what have you brought us?
So check it out. I wanted to bring you guys New Orleans seasoning.
Okay.
I did, but I didn't get the call to come on your jag off until I was here. So I brought you my favorite flower, which happens to be the flower of New Orleans, which is a magnolia, and I signed my name on it, so you
what?
Guys can fight.
Yeah.
We can fight
it's,
over
it. It's a gimpy signature because I have this
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Oh my
hand. So I apologize. It's not very beautiful, but yes,
beautiful.
I brought you guys a magnolia.
Oh, so thoughtful.
Gracious.
Thank you
that's
so
much.
That's
not going in our junk drawer. That's going
in my
a,
hair.
Oh, please.
In a shadow box. All
oh
right.
My God.
That's
that is beautiful.
That's
thank
awesome.
You so much.
So we also have our question of the day, and our question of the day is so awesome. What holiday song can you not stand?
Is there a song that comes on? Like here, right? You listen to the radio.
Like if you ask a retail person, they say all of them.
Oh,
right
they
now,
hate
right?
it.
Because, but right now, what's
I'm going to get so much flack for this.
You're not. If I'll channel
flack.
You.
Please channel me.
Is it Mariah?
It's Mariah! And my kids, I really hope that they're not going to watch this because this is their favorite song. Every time they comes on, like they really turn into baby divas.
Yes.
But I just can't do it.
And you can understand because, you know, we host
the karaoke that is holiday time, right? At PDP, and everybody becomes Mariah Carey. Mm. And then when it starts, we look at each other like, do they really think they sound good?
And
no one can do it.
And no one can hit that note.
No. Yeah.
And it's just like, I am not able to hit that note.
Really?
I'm not.
That hard to believe, but...
If you give me enough wine, I might be able
to. Rachel hit that note once when a mouse came running through the kitchen.
That's a great answer. So we are playing a game with you, but before we do that, we just want to remind people that December 31st is so near and dear to Pittsburghers, especially downtown. They're celebrating a milestone year, the Cultural Trust, and it is first night. And so they do all of these family-friendly things, and you are taking the Highmark stage as the headliner.
So crazy. So exciting.
Anything planned for that we should know about, or do you want to kind of keep it secret?
Yes, girl. All right. I'm going to tell y'all this. So before I left Pittsburgh, I had this huge band. Everybody knows mm-hmm. it. Lindsay Smith and Soul Distribution. And all of us kind of dispersed and moved to different areas of the world and the country. Some of us had babies. Some of us, you know, got married. I'm one of those people. So unfortunately, you know, we didn't break up, but we just, you know, had transitions in life. And most of my band members are going to be playing that night.
How cool is that?
Isn't that crazy?
I actually have goosebumps over that. That's super cool. Wow.
There's actually only two band members that will not be there that night, but everybody else.
Wow.
So it's like a reunion.
It's a reunion.
Oh my gosh.
And I haven't seen any of them for almost 5 years.
Wow.
So this is going to, I'll see them for the first time this week in rehearsal.
Right. All the more reason.
And like, I'm so skinny now, and they're not ready for, you know,
you're a new Lindsay. Adorable.
Strike a pose.
I got to show y'all my good side. Hold on.
For those listening to the radio, make sure to go over to Facebook and YouTube and watch this video. This part right now.
No, you're beautiful inside and out, and we are just so thrilled that you're here. But now we get to play a game with you.
Yes,
so we're doing a little holiday Name That Tune. So anybody who was born in the 70s knows Name That Tune. That was like one of the best game mm-hmm. shows ever. So we have challenged you to give us a little bit, and we have to decide, right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
We think we're ready. So you're going to sing or hum? What did you decide?
I'm singing.
I love it.
All right.
Okay, cool.
I'm singing. But here's the deal.
Okay.
I'm not going to sing any choruses. All right?
Okay.
You guys have to guess what the song is without the chorus.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right.
And you guys can play along.
So if y'all want to shout something out, go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. This one is tough.
Okay.
Once bitten and twice shy.
Ram.
I kept my distance. What's the name of the song? You still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a year. It doesn't surprise me.
Last Christmas.
Man, I had you long before that.
Guys, I a little bit just wanted to sing with her. That's all right.
Do another one.
All right. Think of all the fun I've missed.
Oh, that's Madonna.
Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. I can be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Ba-doop-be-doo.
Come on,
baby.
But you know, there's so many versions. Madonna's not the only one. Etta Cox.
I thought Madonna originally sang it.
John,
you're a failure.
To help you.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do one more.
Please.
We have time to do one more.
All right.
Hold on. I got a channel.
Do two more. She has four for us. We're so excited.
I got a channel. All right.
All right. You're channeling. Not Mariah.
No. Absolutely not.
I know.
Absolutely. Okay. Here we go. Y'all ready?
Eartha Kitt. Yes.
Eartha Kitt.
The woman who played Catwoman.
Catwoman. All right. Here we go. Christmas time is near.
It's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Let's go. Okay, that was too easy. Okay, wait. I got one more.
Okay.
It's too easy because I got it.
I gotta figure out how not to give you guys a title, though.
Okay.
All right, hold on. All
right.
Mm-hmm. Channeling.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. He's got a big fat sack that's on his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So keep a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. What is it?
Is that Jolly Old
Boys?
Or no.
Come on, you got
Christmas
it.
Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Nick, old Saint Nick.
Anybody in the back have it?
So whoop-dee-doo and hickory dock and don't forget
Andy Williams
coming down the chimney.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo! I don't know if it's coming down the chimney now or down. Well, so I just
come down the chimney down.
Because I had the singer and she had the name of the song. So
we sort of did it. You are
such a treat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks, God.
Oh my God. What time do you take the stage for first night?
10:45.
Nice. All right.
10:45, and I promise I won't be late.
Right before the ball goes up, right? Because Sarah always talks about it's rising, and we love that. Where can everybody find you and follow you so that they can know more about and claim you because you're Pittsburgh?
Yes. I'm Pittsburgh all day. I live in New Orleans.
Okay.
I mean, just
I really like crawfish. I love a beignet, but I'm pierogies and halushki all day.
Yeah, there you go.
Black and yellow all day.
We love it.
So yeah, people can find me on Instagram. It's probably the best way to keep in touch with me. And yes, it is me. I do not have a social media manager. Please do not send any nudes. It is Lindsay Lyndsey Smith Official on Instagram, or you can find me on the good old fashioned Google, Facebook, anywhere that you can stream music. Lindsay Smith and Soul Distribution. Please keep in touch with me.
Oh my God.
Every Pittsburgher, get down the first night because we are going to have a good time down
there. It's
going to
be fun. So, it's going to be fun.
Lindsay Smith, thank you so
much
for
squeezing
us
in. We really appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, such an honor. Thank you guys so much.
Say, have a good, see you at first night, you jagoffs.
See you at first night, you jagoffs.
All right, we're coming back to talk poinsettias or whatever they're called.
We're saying it wrong.
Doug Oster, you jagoff late night.
At People's Natural Gas, we provide clean, safe, reliable natural gas. We're always looking to get cleaner as we continue to protect our environment. And that's also why we support organizations like the National Aviary that are focused around the clock on conservation. Let's hear from them about some of their efforts.
A lot of people know about the National Aviary, but not a lot of people know all the conservation work that the National Aviary does. We are part of a lot of conservation work out in the field, and we do things here at the National Aviary. Staff members like myself are part of a lot of different projects. To learn more about the conservation work that the National Aviary does, you can check out our website, aviary.org.
We're also always working to make our environment cleaner through our work. That's why we've reduced emissions since 2019 by 17% over 2019 figures.
Michaela Hall here. I'm usually behind the scenes making videos for you guys, but this time I thought I'd give it a try to show you guys where I'm at.
Just like a lot of other people, I am traveling home for the holidays. I grew up in New Jersey, right across the river from Philadelphia. One of my places to visit is Old City, Philadelphia. It is so rich with history and there are so many things to see. It's impossible to go home and not visit and act like a tourist for a day. Right in the center of Old City, Philadelphia is Independence Hall, which used to be the Old City Hall, the Liberty Bell, and the National Constitution Center.
John and Rachel, you jag off late night. That is our where you at. Our dear Michaela, who is the videographer, she's usually behind the scenes of our WYAs, as we call them, but she was visiting Philly, and we had some her hometown in New Jersey, Philly area. So it was great to catch up with her. Yeah. Check it out in its full entirety on youjagoff.com or on our social media.
So Doug Oster is here. Doug, this is your first, you've been on the podcast numerous times, and first time here. And I want to ask you, just feeling the temperature of the room, what plant would survive here?
None.
Cactus. Maybe.
So
glad I wore a Christmas sweater and a pair of my wife's leggings.
Right. I feel this like I'm going through manopause right now. Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
I am, and I'm double. It's awful. I have to tell you, Doug. I'm sorry.
Sweating out that cold.
You really are. Doug, we look forward to having you every quarter, and you get so busy sometimes that we miss some of the quarters, but here we are at wintertime, which is perfect because, first of all, are we saying it right? Is it poinsettia, poinsettia, poinsettia?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes. You know, the interesting thing about plants is there is no official pronunciation. I did this story way back when from a woman from Ohio State University, and her job on the website was to pronounce the plants. And I said, well, how do you know the right way to do it?
She goes,
there is no right way. You know, whether it's clematis or clematis, tomato, tomato, it doesn't make any difference.
You guys get to make it up.
Yeah.
It's basically what happened.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that job.
Wow.
I want that job.
What do you say? Poinsettia or poinsettia?
I say poinsettia. Yeah. Okay. I just, that's what my mother always said. So that's
same,
what
but I was corrected. Same. So now I.
No. It could be either way.
Okay.
There in fact, there's a guy I know, Mike Janoski out of Janoski's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He calls them how does he say it? Poinsettias or
poinsettia?
I don't know. He doesn't say it like that okay. way, some other way.
Well, we have a million things we want to talk to you about, but can I just first ask the dumb question that's blatant in my mind at this point? Why is a poinsettia the Christmas plant? Is it because it's green and red? Does it only survive around in the house? Why? How did that become?
It's the color. Right? You get that bright red, which they used to all just be bright red. You know, now we've got pink, white, and marbled and variegated, all sorts of stuff. So, and it's super easy to grow and it'll last for a long time inside.
Really?
Yeah, you can't kill a poinsettia.
Our audience said not my house. She must live with Rachel.
You know what? If you keep it on the dry side, I've got poinsettias that have been around for years.
Is that right?
Yeah, and so just don't. The only way you can kill a poinsettia is with kindness. Too much water.
He's not
and too much fertilizer.
Okay.
You see why I'm pointing at?
I know. Me. Yeah. So Tracy gives us some great notes because you sort of give us the cues on what we need to be talking about this time of year. So I'm going to say it wrong, but planting paper whites and amaryllis?
Yeah.
What is that?
I just wrote about paper whites this morning.
I didn't
morning.
See this. Okay.
So paper whites are, you buy a little bulb for $1.
Okay.
And it blooms as this like white daffodil. Multi-flowering daffodil, and it's the most controversial holiday plant because some people, like me, I think it smells like early spring daffodils. My wife thinks it smells like something really terrible. And and on my Facebook today, people were just like saying, it smells like a wet diaper. It smells like all these awful things.
Really?
But everyone gets a different scent from it.
Okay.
And so I love them. And then amaryllis, is a big bulb. And you stick it in a pot, and you get this incredible, beautiful red or white or red and white flower, usually during the holidays. And then both those plants, if you know what you're doing, which is just abuse them, you can make them bloom again year after year after year. I've got 50 amaryllis in the house.
Now, is that something you'd have to repot?
No. All you do is you let the thing flower. You cut off the flower stems. You treat it like a house plant until about August. Then you just, no watering, no nothing.
Don't come back like in the holidays. They'll be like February or March or who knows when they'll be. But they're just on a cycle. And as long as you don't overwater.
Yeah, I love that he keeps pointing. When did Edgar Snyder get here?
Yeah, you'll be okay.
Okay. Now, what about the gardener, right? Because it's holiday season. We're gift giving. What about somebody who is an avid gardener? What do you buy them for gifts? Is it actual seeds and things?
No, it's the worst gift you could possibly buy. It's a gift certificate because you don't know what they want. You don't know what they want to grow or what they're able to grow. The second thing is
you want to either eat or see bloom because gardeners love to grow for other people.
Sure.
And so, from in my house early on, it was beets. I hated beets. My mother gave us those canned beets.
Oh my gosh.
Awful.
Yeah.
But my wife had grown up eating garden beets and they're night and day. And so I started planting beets, and I'm a avid beet roaster.
So wait, when you say they're night and day, so you're saying if I were to grow beets, not me, but if you grew beets and you gave them to me, it's a different taste than what's out of what we're kind of used to, canned.
It's a completely different thing.
Yes,
it's actually one of the highest sugar content plants that we grow.
Is that right? So when you roast them, they get sweeter.
Oh yeah.
And like a candied carrot.
Oh, it's phenomenal. They're just absolutely phenomenal.
So all right, just real quick, since Christmas dinner is coming up and I have to prepare it, I go get a couple of beets. I have them. I quarter them and I put them in oil.
Quarter them. Sea salt, olive oil.
Okay.
Bake them at 350 for about an hour.
Okay.
Get them nice and soft and get them caramelized. And they're to die for.
I'm craving them now. That's my thing.
Vegan
I'm trying.
Folks coming. I might have to try this.
Look, last minute. Leave it to Doug.
Feta or goat cheese if you want to step it up a notch there. Beets are amazing for people that love beets, but it's an earthy flavor.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So I can make it like a pan of, like I would split Brussels sprouts and just split the beets and put the cheese
on. So now we're talking to Doug, the green thumb and the cooking expert.
The organic cooker.
Yeah,
so
right.
Not your vegetarians, but Brussels sprouts are really good for you, but only edible with bacon.
Right.
Andy Winsko.
Listen, we are going to do a Brussels sprout tour around Pittsburgh to see who makes the best.
We're
best
not kidding.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. We have Calvin Klein with us.
Here's the trick on Brussels sprouts.
Yeah,
you got to get the big stem, okay, like it from the farm, and it has to be after frost. All these plants, cabbage, kale, collards, after frost, the starches turn to sugar. And so that's why, like, a gardener would be picking their Brussels sprouts now, December, January. That's when we're cutting that whole stalk off, and it's filled with big sprouts.
Who knew?
And they're so much better. They're so amazing after this transition.
If I buy them in the grocery store now, that's not that.
They go to a good farm.
Yes.
Okay. I love they'll that he's getting
on,
mad at
they'll
you.
They'll have tons of them on that stalk. Big stalk.
Yeah.
And you'll be so happy when you cut them in half. Put some olive oil on them, drench them in bacon.
He's serious.
And the good news is it fits the season because it looks like one of those jingle things
right,
Santa
exactly.
might have, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Real quickly, what about deer? You know, deer have been sort of, and I was going to ask you this, and I know it was on your list. Deer have been the topic with gardens.
Well, I live 5 minutes from here where we're recording, and I live in a Disney movie.
Okay.
they have no fear. They're running all around. They're eating everything.
Yeah.
The number one thing is a physical barrier. You know, you have one plant they love more than anything. You pound in a couple tomato sticks and put some deer netting around it. Second thing is a good spray that smells awful. I use this one called Bob-X. It smells terrible. But if you spray it on a plant, they will not eat it. You just have to remember to spray it. And that's the problem. You get complacent, you're spraying, you know, and the nice thing about one like Bob-X, it sticks. So you can go 3 rains and then spray again. So you have a little bit of leeway there. And the last thing is things that they don't like to eat. You can start your list. What are the things deer don't like to eat? That's it right there.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. Right.
I thought we were playing Name That Tune.
Yeah, we were like,
name
wait.
That food now. I do
have a Name That Tune.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it's only going to be 3 words.
Okay, go.
Ron Rudolph.
Go round. I don't know what it's
saying. Santa's in a hurry.
Audience, come on.
Is that
Ron Rudolph. That's what it's called, I think.
No, is that what it's called?
Called Run Rudolph Run.
And by who sings it?
I said Run, Run, Rudolph.
That's the question. Who sings it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not on your Temptations album.
Tell a man in a hurry he can take it. It's a run. There it is. Chuck Berry.
There you go.
All right, a cover in 1978 by Keith Richards.
How about that? All right.
But he has
Doug, before we let you go, where does everybody find you online?
DougOster.com.
All right. We go to the junk drawer. Here we go.
Do we get seeds?
What do we get?
Yes, you do. So
that's why we invited you.
I open up the desk drawer and it's
Marcellus Cryptiola.
Free seeds. Thank you with your order. Poppies.
Okay.
And then I had something else in my drawer. It was a trout.
Doug, this is awesome.
This is so
somebody
good.
Posted not too long ago. Oh my gosh, I haven't seen one of these in a long time. And it was an empty newspaper bin, you know, the dispenser for newspapers. And I said, tell Doug Oster. And I forget who it was, said, I heard this, that you fill with seeds.
Yeah, I've got 5 of them around the region.
I love that.
The old newspaper boxes that are filled with seeds. It's called Doug's Free Seed Shacks.
Isn't that great?
And actually now we're up to 6. And so we stuff them with seeds for people who need them. And there's a little thing on there where you just contact me if you don't know what to do with them, if you don't know how to plant them.
You'll help.
And all around the region, from Brownsville out to Braddock and
all the bees.
All over.
Nice. Doug, our question of the day is, what holiday song are you not a fan of?
Well,
Run, Run, Rudolph.
It was the same one.
Uh-huh. Lindsay said.
Oh, okay.
But second for me is Bruce Springsteen's Santa.
Oh.
That song during the 70s, you know,
You mean Santa Claus is coming to town?
Yeah, yeah. It just I love Bruce, but man, that thing just got so overplayed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it. That's it for me.
Doug, it is such a blast. Thanks for coming on and hanging out with us. We appreciate it.
Finally, we finally got to have you on this version. So we're excited.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Sheila Hyland. We're going to play with her. Where you?
Yeah, we don't know.
Where you been at? Where you been at with Sheila Hyland next? You Jagoff League.
Welcome to Flamania. Can I take your orders?
You need a tap it?
No, we don't use this. We know. The sandwich, the cook. Here we go.
Let's dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Primanti's. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox. Always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
Mancini's Bakery, 97 years in business and still getting better. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will see various Pittsburgh personalities like Gretchen McKay, Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes, KDKA's own Mary Hours, and WPXI's Jenna Harner, learning how to make the famous Italian twist bread. Follow Mancini Bakery on Instagram and Facebook, and remember to ask for Mancini's.
A big deal. What do you remember, you know, when it started or like the history of it in the house with grandma, grandpa, or your parents?
Flour everywhere and how it was always, there were so many fish there. and then my dad would always do, your grandfather would always do the smelt. It has to be done a certain way.
And so that was grandpa being like, I'm going downstairs and I'm doing the smelts.
Right. Every Christmas Eve, and it was always very kind of frantic because he was, the oil was going, and that's what I remember. But it was pleasant; it wasn't, unpleasant.
Yeah,
and that's a labor of love.
John and Rachel, you Jagoff late night, our Jicha. Actually, I did open with where you at. You're right, John. I'm sorry. I was talking about how we say who's opening and then one of us jumps on the other. So Jicha, lots and lots of fun because Tressa did the whole seven fishes thing. And, that's something my family does. So many people in Pittsburgh were coming off of the Scott Harbaugh event. It's such a tradition. So I love that we got to catch up with her aunt. So thanks to
Tressa. Dryer Vent Wizard for being a sponsor.
Yeah, where you at?
All right. Now we play Name That Tune. We play Name That Food. Name That Brussels Sprout. We're now going to play
Sheila,
name.
What are we playing?
We're going to play Where You Been At with Sheila Hyland.
Oh my God, she's
so
cringing.
So Sheila, we all know you from the news for years and you're still in Pittsburgh.
If you're old enough.
Seriously. And so welcome to the You Jagoff podcast.
Thank you.
This is the first time.
I know this is the first time. It might be the last.
No.
It goes.
But this is where you and I have to pause because Rachel has an emotional story.
Well, it's emotional to me.
About.
I don't know if it'll be emotional to you.
You're going to make me cry, Rachel.
No, I promise I won't.
Okay. Okay,
you
all right.
Really are partially responsible for why I went into journalism.
And I'm really very sorry about that.
I'm not in it.
Let me just apologize now.
Now I'm out. But, no, I did a tour when I was at Mount Alvernia High School of WPGH, which I forget what it was at the time.
Okay.
And you were the anchor person there.
Wait, you were still in high school?
I was in high school.
Okay. All right.
Did she offend you? Are you okay? Do you need to take a minute?
It's okay. Go ahead.
We're both of that age now. So anyway, I was held back. Or was I ahead? I don't know.
All right.
At least she wasn't in grade school.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Nonetheless, you were the anchor person there. And I remembered that, I would say, I don't know what I want to be. And that's okay. Because that's something that kids deal with today, that it's like, take your time, figure it out.
Right.
But you were there and you were so poised and so relatable. And I was just enamored by the fact that you were female and you carried yourself so well. And I said, I want to do this. And then to come full circle and meet you years later, obviously through all the Bonnie Diver things is really where we've met.
Yes.
And just see that you're continuing this in a different manner because the face of journalism has certainly changed,
It's just a little.
Just a little. Kudos and thank you because it really helped me to figure out what my passion was because
that
of you.
That warms my heart.
There you
thank
go.
You, Rachel.
Boom. John, top that.
Well,
you have for Sheila Hyland.
I clearly had her fooled.
I'll just go in the back and play Pac-Man and with Doug and whatever.
It's been awesome to be able to watch your journey,
Well, thank you. you.
Yeah,
thank
but
you.
I think it's cool that you know, Pittsburghers, they endear themselves to their news anchors and radio personalities. It's amazing. And it's, I think it's super cool that you're still in Pittsburgh, still doing something related to this. So that, I mean, do you find that interesting that you just kind of, you're still here?
That I'm still here?
Yeah.
Oh, so I was raised in Portland, Oregon, right, which is actually very similar looking to Pittsburgh.
Really?
But I love Pittsburgh. I don't want to leave Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it gets in your soul.
I agree, yeah.
It really does. I mean, and it's always 6 degrees of separation with anybody that you meet.
Yes.
It's incredible. Like, Rachel, our kids went to the same school together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, I never had any intention of leaving Pittsburgh. Now, I will say, when I first got here in Pittsburgh, I was at WTAE, and I was the weekend anchor. At that point, I was thinking, okay, yeah, I'm going to move on. I'll go to New York or whatever.
Yeah.
After you're here for a while, you don't want to leave.
That's
Why would
great,
you?
That's great to
I mean, we have
here.
Everything here. So I grew up in Portland, Oregon, which is actually a bigger city now than Pittsburgh.
Sure.
But they do have the Trailblazers, so they have, you know, pro basketball. But they don't have a football team. They don't have a hockey team. And we have the symphony. We have the ballet. We have everything you would want right here. And we're such a foodie town now, too.
Yeah.
Like, why would you want to go anywhere else?
I agree. But, you know, we have so many people to thank for that, because we weren't this so
that
many years
true.
Ago, you
That's
know,
true.
And we were that town where people said, okay, you go away to college and then you figure out what that city is and what it is for you. And I don't think we're that anymore. I think people are coming back and saying, I want to go back to my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, absolutely.
So I think it's a testament.
And we have opportunities here now,
yes.
too. Just think about what we do as far as medicine and technology, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we have CMU, we have Pitt.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
And even when we have bands, like, you know, we'll see our band tonight, but even the bands that come on and say, we don't need, they know they need to move to Nashville or LA or New York at some point, but they can still get so much further here by just sticking here because of the roots and the music that's here and all of the legacy of the music that's been here. So they could stay here just a little bit longer and still maintain a lifestyle without moving and living in a cupboard in New York City.
Although,
like,
well,
that, you know?
maintaining a lifestyle. Style. That's something else. So my son is a musician.
Uh-huh.
He's in a band.
Yep. Yeah.
He's on a shoestring budget. So I'm not sure how far you can make it if you stay in Pittsburgh. You can do the music scene. I'm just not sure about making a
true.
Living.
We have strides to make. That's exactly
right. We do.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. But speaking of strides, so you've obviously focused in journalism and then you left. And so here you are now. Explain to someone who doesn't quite understand or know what the media scene is, what it is that you're doing now.
So I left 17 years ago, which is really hard to believe.
Wow.
And part of what I do a few different things, but part of what I do is media training. So anybody that might get interviewed for any type of a news station, a newspaper, whatever, I help them with what to say and, more importantly, what not to say. Do not say no comment. That's the worst thing you can say. So that's the very basic version of it. I also do crisis communications, too, because with a company, it's not if you're going to have a crisis, it's when you're going to have a crisis, and we help companies prepare for that. So, and now I also do presentation coaching and executive coaching, too. So it's just been growing and evolving. And I absolutely love it. I feel like I've finally found my passion. Not that I didn't love television, because I did.
Sure.
I really loved what I did.
For that time.
But for that time.
Yeah.
And I've moved on, and I'm so happy I did.
Isn't it interesting that now every news anchor has to have a Twitter, an Instagram, or whatever?
See, I could not
you have
do
to
that,
have
and
all of
that. You know what? I couldn't handle all the comments. Like, why did you wear that? You know, you need to cut your hair. You're looking old.
Yeah.
Like, no way.
The interesting thing about what Rachel's asking about the crisis communications, I think a lot of smaller companies don't even understand this, as far as it's pre-planning. You know, I have an EMS background, so you pre-plan for things to happen and hope that they don't.
Right. Yeah, you want to be proactive, not reactive.
Right. So the idea here is that you're right. Something's going to happen, you know, so doesn't mean it's bad or horrible, but it does mean that something somewhere along the way, some news media is going to be asking you about what happened. And you have to be legally correct. You have to be emotionally, you know, bonded
prepared,
with your folks. And you have to be just kind of ready. So I think that most people don't understand. See, I just did, Monica. I asked a long question. You have to be prepared versus just doing it when it happens.
You do.
Yeah.
And also nowadays, you've got to have your answer prepared in about 5 minutes. That's why you have to be prepared. It used to be we would tell people, you have to respond within an hour. Mm. Now it's like 5 minutes because if news is breaking, it's on Twitter. It's on, yeah. Of course, they don't call it Twitter anymore, but or it's yeah. on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's on social media. So you do have to know what you're doing, how to prepare for it when the event happens. So we run companies through tabletop drills.
Yeah.
Just getting prepared for that day when the you-know-what hits the fan.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to say? Because a lot of companies are really good at handling a crisis itself, but communicating that to the public, to their employees, yeah. that's a whole different matter. Sure. That's where things can go awry.
So should people be coming to you prior? Is this sort of like a retainer thing where it's like, help me, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we want everybody to come to us prior to anything right. happening.
Yeah.
And not a lot of companies think about doing yeah, that. Sure. Unfortunately, they should.
But yeah. is it like a recipe book in a way where, you know, you think about, you maybe you look at their an IT business or mm-hmm. their food business and you say, okay, the top five things that could happen is a crisis. So you put those five plans together like, oh, this happens, go to this page, go down the list.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
Yeah,
yeah sort of a, like a recipe list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we help companies with what we call holding statements. So if the news media comes to you and wants a statement as to what happened, you can go to that little list and say, okay, here's what's going to hold off the media until we figure out what the heck is going on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because the media is going to report on it mm-hmm. whether you're ready to talk to them mm-hmm. or not. And you want to tell your side of the story. And so we preach about transparency. But you're not always going to have the whys when you do an interview. You may not know exactly what's happening with the news story,
sure.
why it happened, but you've got to get out there and talk to
and
the
you're
public.
Able to look at it from both angles because you've
exactly.
been on that side, so you can uh-huh. say, oh, this is probably what's next, so let me kind of
yes,
you know,
and this
get
is
you
what they're going to ask.
Yeah.
And I'd have to think that you're saying and get everybody in the room to get these ready. Your lawyers, your you know, all the people that are going to influence this decision on what to say, because mm-hmm. lawyers might want you to be a little
well,
less
well, the lawyers will tell
detailed.
You not to say anything
right,
at all.
Right.
That's not always the
yeah,
best case.
Sure. Agree. Yeah, I would
yeah.
agree.
If you can
awesome.
Keep your name out of the media, that's great. But
yeah.
we know that that's yeah. not always possible. Yeah. Not in this day and age.
Yeah. Wow, we may need wow. to get her in.
And right.
that's just to have a conversation between us.
Just in case somebody, you know.
I'm concerned about you two now.
Well, listen, when we drive
after
around
seeing
and
what I've seen, I'm really concerned
someone
about you.
Goes,
you
I saw that Jagoff guy yelling at me, giving me the finger. And I'm like, I call Sheila, right? Hey, Jagoff has a brand problem. He's not nice at all.
No, honestly, where does everybody find you and follow you so that they can learn a little bit more about it, especially if they need the
I
service?
I love that you're asking me this, too,
yes.
by the way.
Yeah.
Free publicity. Yeah.
yeah.
It's the company is called Foster Highland mm-hmm. and Associates. So you can find me. You can find our website. You can look for me on LinkedIn, just under Sheila Highland. And we'll be happy to help.
Nice.
I love it.
Or just drop me a line. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, you're
Say
so
hello.
Personable and so relatable. And we love that you stayed here. So thank you so much. All right, junk drawer. First of all,
okay.
these gifts, these are not junk drawer gifts. These are gifts.
Right.
Yes. I did bring you each a gift. So my favorite Christmas show is A Christmas Story. And remember the Fragile
oh my God.
Leg lamp? So I brought you each one of these. It's a solar bobblehead.
I love
this. So there you go.
Well, listen, you know why this is perfect? Because we just did the PR for Nick Mancini, who did the bread art.
For those of you on the radio, make sure you go look at the video on Facebook or YouTube.
Thank you for that shameless plug.
These are awesome. All right.
And what is
for your junk drawer? This has actually been sitting in my junk drawer for about 20 years.
Oh, my God.
It is a refrigerator magnet, and it is from Fox 53 10 o'clock news. First for the news with Albie. Jay Harris,
oh my God.
Myself, and Matt Morano.
Look at Albie.
So there
oh
you go.
God.
Your refrigerator wow. magnet.
So
You're
exciting.
The only one that still looks the
there
same.
There you go.
Yes, exactly. Question of the day.
Question of the day. What holiday song do you not like at all?
12 Days of Christmas. Because it goes on and on
yeah,
and on and on.
Yeah,
and who cares
stops.
About five golden
never,
rings?
Never. I know. Can we just say it one time?
One
yes.
time. Yes. Sheila Highland, thank you for joining us. We need you again. This is not enough.
All right. Thank you, Rachel,
music.
John. Thank you both. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Music coming up next. You jag off late night.
Hey, all. It is Jay here at Rorik Mazda. So for many of you that might have got, I don't know, glasses or contacts and just don't quite remember this very cute face, two dead giveaways. You know, just look for the bow tie or look for me carrying the Starbucks. Many of you have got to share some coffee with me. I just wanted to kind of reintroduce myself, but more importantly, express my gratitude. October has always been a big month of gratitude for me personally, on a way that I can thank all of my customers throughout the years. Anything that you would like me to address, whether it be with your current vehicle, a future vehicle, I'm always, always here to help. And I think that is the key differentiator. Mainly, this video is just to wrap up to let you know this face is still here to help. So if you need anything at all, I'm a phone call, an email, or a text message away, guys. It's always a pleasure catching up with you, and I really look forward to kind of doing this throughout the future to stay in touch with you all.
John and Rachel. John,
I'm late. Did we get that on the air? What you
I was saying I was hot because Doug Oster admitted that it is 92.9 in here. Right? That was so good. Sheila's friend actually gave that. We were like, is it 93 degrees? No, it's 92.9 degrees in here. Anyway, so we are back. We've had a great show tonight. It's been so much fun. And we are actually going to hear our band. But before we do that, first of all, Amy from the Parking Pad, we are so glad that you're here because we've read so many great things about the venue. New stuff that you're doing, and you are bringing this band. You're responsible for two bands. Last week was he was fantastic, Nick from the other bugs. Yeah, and now tonight we have this gang from Johnstown. Yep. I could say my stomping grounds, but I just went to school there for 4 years. Yeah, so welcome, obviously.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
What is the Parking Pad for people who don't know?
Yeah, the Parking Pad is a music production company. Mm-hmm. We started as a house concert series in 2021. We did 6 concerts. In our Dormont backyard on the parking pad.
I love that.
And then people kept asking us to book them and asking us what's next. And so we started booking bands first at the Hollywood Theater.
Okay.
We developed a relationship with them. We've done 3 there. They're unfortunately going to close for a year from renovations.
That's a good thing, though. You brought them
okay.
that much stuff. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to miss it. But we've been booking bands at the Dormont VFW and for Dormont Pride and another
right.
arts festival.
The VFW.
The VFW, yeah.
Yeah.
The Dermot VFW. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me get this straight. So you were not a booking agent by trade. You sort of fell into it.
Sort of. I've been in event ticketing my whole career. I have an arts management degree from Point Park, and so I've always worked in box offices and for different ticketing companies or event marketing. But yeah, this is a little bit new, but I can use those skills.
Yeah. So what band did you bring us tonight?
So tonight we have the Platelets all the way from Johnstown.
Johnstown. So, and how did you come across them?
Actually, a fabulous friend of mine, Shelley, she books Flood City Music Festival.
Okay.
Recommended them to me and then booked them herself, and we went to see them. And now this tonight we have them at the R Bar and in Dormont on February 24th.
Sweet.
And so we just have built a good relationship with them.
Nice.
Yeah, they're great.
And here they are playing their first time in front of a cubicle.
That is correct. That is correct.
Totally cool.
Yes.
Totally
this
cool.
is the second week
now,
you gave someone that experience.
Yes. You're like, here's a cubicle.
Yeah,
go at
right,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Amy, the challenge tonight is to tell us what holiday song are you... least desire
any of the ones we've mentioned, Mariah Carey?
No, I'm really into this, or really not into the slow ones. Like, don't give me a Holy Night, give me a Run Run Rudolph.
Okay.
Right? I
want
to hear the jams.
Yeah,
awesome. I'm an O Holy Nighter because I had to sit through 13
right.
years of Catholic school listening
right.
to it. So there's that, right?
Right.
Do you have a junk drawer gift for us?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
So not to put you on the spot, but you just
actually,
pulled it right.
Oh! Actually,
this is smart. Oh, event marketing, Amy. What do you have?
Stefan made this. It is a 3D printed parking pad logo. So
that is
awesome. We're hoping it ends up on the top of one of your cubes
it
back
will.
Here.
That's
awesome.
This is
That's
brilliant.
Awesome.
I love it. This is great.
Thank you.
So listen, we want to hear the guys. We want to talk to them a little bit though. So welcome. Is anyone over 20?
Here we have you.
All
right.
You're fine.
So let's
You're
go
fine.
Through the list here. Give us your name and your least favorite Christmas song.
Ooh, my name's Clint, and I would have to agree with Lindsay. I would probably say the Mariah Carey one. Yeah.
My name's Ron Jezeski, and my least favorite Christmas song would have to be The Little Drummer Boy.
Ooh. Oh.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm Dylan Jackson, and
I agree with the Mariah Carey.
Okay.
I feel like we're all starting. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it's all right. Time. Mariah Facebook page.
I'm his brother, Nathan Jackson, and if I'm being honest, I really don't like any of them.
Oh, well, wow. Merry Christmas.
Wow, bah humbug. Sorry, Nathan.
All right.
Brother Nathan right, was dudes. Not having
so you guys
this.
Have a song you're going to sing, and remind us where everybody can find your music.
On many a platform, I reckon. normally, I tell people when I hand them a business card, I say, you scan this little barcode, it takes you to all of our platforms. Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Musi, Deezer, whatever that Tidal. Is. Tidal.
Got it.
YouTube, you name it, we're on it.
You're from Johnstown.
Yes,
what
we
do
are.
You describe your sound as?
I always
say it.
Eclectic, okay.
I'm saying the line, guys. A rock band that jams or a jam band that rocks.
All right.
I always tell people that so they shut up.
So what song? What's
a good way. So,
right. Not that I want okay. you to shut
so
up.
So what are you okay. guys singing tonight?
We're going to be singing our song Half Full off of our album Steelworkers Soul that you can find everywhere.
All right. So a very positive song. It's half full, not
there
half
you
empty.
Go. There you go. Right, I right. like that.
So all right. Well, all right. There we go. All right. You guys ready?
All right. We're actually going to go to our 412 dues before we listen to them.
I got the code.
So I'm super excited because we were supposed to talk to Jack Dougherty from PDP last week. So check it out because we don't have a lot of time left for holiday shopping.
Hi, I'm Jack Dougherty. I'm with the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, and I'm here to tell you everything that's going on downtown for the holiday season. We are in the middle of Market Square at the Holiday Market. We are open every day at 11 a.m. all the way through Christmas Eve, and there's plenty more to do as well. We have our Holiday Kids Play open on the weekends at the corner of 6th Street and Liberty Avenue. There's indoors with activities and crafts from our friends at Fred Rogers. There's even mascot appearances. So the Pittsburgh Pirate might be there. We also have an outdoor location right across the street we like to call the Selfie Garden. And that is right next to Santa's Pittsburgh home for the season. The big guy is here ready for visits. And if that is not enough, we also have several of our retailers downtown engaging in a little friendly window decorating competition. 10 of our retailers have decked out their windows with fantastic holiday displays. You can check them all out, vote for your favorite. The winner gets a $500 donation to a charity of their choice. So there's lots to do. We hope to see you downtown this holiday season.
Have fun. You gotta be one of the chosen.
waiting for us. That was awesome, you guys.
Make sure you join us here on Midnight Road every Friday.
Yeah, thank you, Platelets. Thank you, Amy and Stefan, for bringing them this way. Thanks to Sheila Hyland. Thank you so much also to Doug Oster and Lindsay Smith.
Yeah, so
make sure you check out First Night. Yeah, right? So thank you guys for listening, for watching, all that good stuff. Thanks to People's Gas, Dryer Vent Wizard, 92.9,
and Rourke Automotive.
Have an amazing holiday. We'll see you next week.